We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, so that was a heads-up baseball play, you know, and I told Pete that after. You know, you get an out like he did, and then if he gets in a rundown, that guy's going to score. So he did the right thing, and I told him, I said, you know what it's like to have two outs with the game on the line, down a run at the plate. That's the toughest spot you could possibly be in, and it showed with the strikeout. So Pete did an unbelievable job under the hardest of circumstances. It was, and then the play before that, the spin on that ball, that was a tough play too. So two great plays by Pete Alonso to win the game for us there in the ninth.
Obviously, at this point in the season, all hands on deck, you're using guys in different roles than they're used to. For Wilson, who's never had a four-out save this season, what is the difficulty of just trying to, you know, do that for the first time in that spot, and what did you see from him tonight?
Yeah, it is difficult. You know, and, you know, he didn't have his best stuff, right? He didn't have his best command, but he dug deep and got through it. You know, he's going to need a day or two off, but it's worth it for the win tonight. He was unbelievable. You know, it was just kind of, he just kind of willed that game, that save. And, you know, that's what you have to do at this point. Whether you have good stuff, bad stuff, no matter what the circumstances are, you have to fight through it and somehow get the job done. And that's what he did.
On nights like tonight where you don't have Lugo, is this, as of now, the way that you're kind of looking at it, setting up with a Brock or an Avilan in that eighth inning?
I mean, you saw it. There's no one way to do it. Like I said, guys got to will themselves to get it done, where they have good stuff, bad stuff. You saw we had Diaz going. He might have had to come in and get a big out. It's all hands on deck, and we have to get the job done like Wilson did tonight.
Zach. Like, he used Lugo back-to-back days last week. He'd only pitched once since Wednesday. What was it? Anything specific, or he just because he threw two innings yesterday?
Yeah, he was just a little tight today, and was unavailable. You know, when he goes two innings, it's hard for him to pitch the next day. You know, the last time he went back-to-back, he threw one inning on 10 pitches and then extended himself for two the next outing. It's hard when he goes two. You gotta figure every time that he's going to be down the next day. Now, if he goes one, then there's a good possibility that he's available. Sometimes it won't happen, but there's a good possibility.
And what made you stay with Wilson? You had Diaz warming up. You had right-handed hitters up. What made you say, I'm going to stick with this guy?
You know, I just had to. We all know the struggles that Diaz has had. And Wilson has been really good. And, you know, I felt like at that point it was Wilson's, maybe until it was tied, unless he just, you know, couldn't throw a strike to Wilmer or something. But he willed it. It's not, I'm not saying we're going to run from Diaz, that he's going to get his chances too. But tonight, you know, we called down there in the eighth and asked Wilson if he could get four outs for us, and he did.
Tony?
That was my question, but I'll ask it a different way. Just how difficult is it to make that call on a guy, Diaz, who obviously, you know, you've been hoping all season would turn it around, but to make that call in the heat?
Yeah, it's a very difficult decision.
Mike?
Mickey, a night like this, it probably would have been easy to leave Frazier on the bench. He ends up driving in all the runs for you. I mean, what went into that decision? How important is a guy like this going to be for you down the stretch?
Yeah, he's huge, right? He did it for a couple games last week. He's been swinging the bat great. Obviously, he didn't play the last 2 days because JD deserves to play too. You know, I thought last night when JD was swinging the bat, maybe he looked a little tired and run down, and he's going to get that way sometimes. And we have nine, ten games in a row. They need off days, you know, both of those guys. And we keep them fresh When Frazier's fresh, like when he gets a couple days off, he usually swings the bat pretty good, and he did a great job for us. And he won the game. You know, he got three RBIs.
Andy,
Mickey, with so much game planning that any manager does nowadays, especially with bullpen management, is this the most sort of managing by gut feel that you've done so far over the past couple of years? Just seeing how that game was unfolding, knowing, feeling in your gut you had to stick with Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you do that a lot, obviously. But yeah, that was, you know, I thought Wilson was going to get it done somehow. You know, it didn't look great. He didn't have his best stuff, but he's been awesome for us, and I felt like he was going to get it done.
I'm just curious, what is the balance for you? Obviously, like you said, you're trying to win every game, but when you go to Lugo for two innings, you lose him for the day, the next day, like you just said, Wilson. How do you balance going for these multiple out saves during a stretch like this?
Yeah, it's tough because you do understand the implications of it, and that's where Brock needs to step up and get a couple outs. Wilson needs to step up. Edwin's going to have to step up. Familia's going to have to step up. You know, everybody in the bullpen is going to have to step up at some point when we do that. But, you know, I kind of feel right now we have to win that day, and we'll do anything to do that. You know, it showed. You know, there could be a scenario tomorrow where Wilson and Lugo aren't available. But we won two games, and that's what it's about. And then somebody else the next day will step up and pick each other up like they've been doing since the All-Star break.
Howie.
Mickey, how'd you feel about what you got from Zach tonight?
No, he was outstanding. In control of the game, getting ahead. I mean, that's a very good lineup. Very good. They got some really good hitters in there. And, you know, he pitched like he should, like he's capable of. And he's been doing that. And, you know, I think that the use of his curveball was big. He made some big pitches with it. He was, you know, his changeup, his slider, his fastball. We know those are really good pitches. But when you add that fourth pitch in there with that curveball and slow them down, you can really keep them off balance. And the other hitters see it, right? Even if you don't use it against them, they see that, oh, he threw a couple of those to Avila back-to-back. I got to be aware of that. And he mixed his pitches and got ahead.
Andy?
Holding a really good offensive team to three runs in 18 innings. I mean, you just spoke to what Wheeler did, obviously DeGrom's DeGrom, but is there anything specific that was in your game planning that you guys have executed particularly well over the past two nights to neutralize that?
Yeah, I mean, we executed the game plan. You know, I'll maybe talk a little bit more about that game plan after they leave. But, no, we've executed the game plan, and that's what it's all about, right? Pitching is execution, and if you execute, you know, I don't care who you are, you're probably going to get out because hitting's the hardest thing to do in baseball, and we got some pretty good pitchers out there when they execute.
Tim?
The last inning at Citi Field was Wilmer's specialty when he was here. What was running through your mind?
That was going through my mind, yeah. I promise you.
What was going through your mind when he, of all people, comes up in that spot?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, right? He's done it more than anybody at Citi Field in the history of Citi Field. So it was going through my mind. There's no doubt about it. He's a good hitter. And I, you know, was answering questions last year a lot. Why is he so good in this moment? It's that short, quick, simple, compact swing that allows him to get the barrel on the ball. And Justin made pitches when he was probably very tired.
Last one, Jerry. Oh. Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks, guys.